We now do say good morning to Stephen Klitzner, the law office of Stephen Klitzner, PA. He's the tax attorney. Good morning to you, Stephen.
Good morning, Michael.
Hi there. So thank you so much for being here. And let's right off the bat let people know the phone number locally to call to get to you, 305-682-1118. And also FloridaTaxSolvers.com online, helping with your tax issues. And Stephen, you were telling me that tax issues will be compounding now as a brand new rash of collection letters have been sent out by the IRS just recently.
Yeah, absolutely. What happened is about 8 months ago, the IRS started sending out certified letters, intent to levy. And these letters don't actually allow the IRS to levy. But less than a week ago, we started getting LT11, letter 11s, final notice of intent to levy. And they're flooding in the door. All of my clients who have been under the radar, the IRS has been leaving them alone. They've now got a final notice of intent to levy. And within 30 days, as long as we request an appeals hearing, nothing can happen. But when that 30 days goes, you are open to IRS levies of your bank account, your wages, etc.
And once that happens, you really don't have any ability to stop it, right?
It's very tough. You're playing defense. You're saying, instead of saying, I've requested a hearing, let's get the case resolved, now you're in the please don't hurt me mode. What do I need to do so you don't do anything bad to me? That's not where you want to be. You don't want to be playing defense like that.
No, indeed. Again, Stephen Klitzner, the law office of Stephen Klitzner, the tax attorney, FloridaTaxSolvers.com, your local tax solution, 305-682-1118. And when we talk about tax solutions, there's a number of ways to go about it. It's not necessarily the case that you're going to get off scot-free, but there are many rights that you have as a taxpayer that the IRS will not tell you about.
Well, that's true. They don't, even though in the letter it tells you about a hearing, they don't slam it over your head that this is really, really important. You have to know what you're responding to. As a general rule, certified letters come with rights. Now, it's funny because a few days ago, friends of ours called and said, we got certified letters from the IRS. What do we do? And I said, of course, go to the post office and pick them up. And they were freaking out. However, and I knew they didn't have an IRS issue. I was concerned maybe it was an audit, but it was the IRS sending them a certified letter telling them they need a signature on their last tax return. They were very relieved.
Now, that would be a good feeling to find out that's all it was. Now, what if you choose not to pick up that certified letter, not to sign for it? What happens then?
Yeah, it still counts against you. As long as they send it, whether you pick it up, whether you open it up, even if you've moved and haven't given them a forwarding address, it counts against you. The clock is ticking. Mm-hmm. So you have to be very careful. If you have an IRS issue, you want the IRS to know where you are, because if they don't and they send it to your last address, now your rights are gone. Now they're going to start levying. Believe me, then they'll find you.
Yeah. So again, Stephen Klitzner, tax attorney, 305-682-1118 at FloridaTaxSolvers.com. How about bankruptcy? Is that a way that people try to evade the IRS?
Bankruptcy actually is a tool that can be used for personal income taxes that have been due more than 3 years ago and that have been filed for at least 2 years. You could discharge the taxes in bankruptcy, at least theoretically. That's when I'll get a bankruptcy lawyer involved, if my client is open to it, to take a look at it and see if the taxes are dischargeable. So to give you an example, if we're in 2024 and someone has a return from 2020 that they filed on time, then that's more than 3 years ago it was due. It was due in 2021. And it's been filed for more than 2 years, they at least can take a look at discharging it in bankruptcy.
Very well. Again, Stephen Klitzner, tax attorney, 305-682-1118. And Stephen, we've been talking for many months here on the air now. It seems that any question I pose to you, you have an immediate answer. But it's not as if you've been doing this just a few days.
Yeah, this is all I do. And now you're making me feel sad. This is it. This is my practice. All I do is take care of IRS problems. I don't do the planning stuff.
Yeah.
I don't do that. I don't open up corporations. I don't do that. We're in Florida. Mm-hmm. The IRS in Florida keeps me very, very busy with people who are getting audited or owe the IRS money, and with the a large percentage of people that haven't filed returns.
Yeah. Yeah. So it would typically be Florida field agents, if that's the proper term for an IRS revenue agent. They'd be typically based in Florida if they're going after Florida taxpayers. Is that true?
Yes. And well, the Florida, the revenue agents are actually the auditors. The revenue officers are the collectors. Hmm. Now, they even since COVID, you know, those letters I told you about had stopped right at the time of COVID. But revenue officers have been getting cases during all this time. When a revenue officer gets a case, now you have to be careful. You have to cooperate. You have to give them what they're requesting, and then you can work a deal. And the deals, the idea of working a deal with the IRS is I have to come up with something my client can live with, mm-hmm. that the IRS will accept. I've got to find that common ground. And, you know, it's easy to make a deal, but if my client's going to default in a month or two, we're wasting everyone's time. So I have to take a look at their finances, and I have to see what is best for them. Some people do an installment agreement. They pay over time. Other people don't have the ability to pay all the taxes. Those are the folks we can do an offer and compromise for and settle for less. But everything is based on that individual's financial situation.
Yeah. So you also deal with a lot of businesses as well. Payroll taxes, those tend to be a big issue and a big expense for any business. What is a trust fund recovery penalty?
Well, what happens is when you owe payroll taxes, you are not paying the IRS the taxes that you withhold from your employee, Social Security, Medicare, and withholding, and then the corporation, the business, matches the Social Security and Medicare. So the payroll taxes in a case like that, let's say they're $100,000. Well, the IRS takes a look at it and says, hold on here. You've withheld money from your employees for Social Security, Medicare, and withholding taxes. You kept it in trust to give to us. You stole our money. Most of the time, of course, they don't have it. So that's the trust fund. That's the civil penalty. The amount that you were supposed to turn over to the IRS that you paid to your employee, that is something one or more people at the office can be personally responsible for. So on $100,000, we're looking at about $60,000 to $65,000 of that is the individual's responsibility.
Mm, the individual as in the officers of the corporation?
Yeah, the responsible parties that the IRS determines didn't pay them the money. Now, as I said, most of the time the money's not there. That's why they're not paying the IRS. But that, of course, is not an excuse. The IRS looks toward individuals, and that type of tax is never dischargeable in bankruptcy. We've got to make a deal on that. And from a practical standpoint, some people can afford to pay $1,000 a month, $100 a month, nothing a month. And if that's the case, that's the deal we try to get them.
Yeah. Stephen Klitzner, tax attorney, FloridaTaxSolvers.com, your local tax attorney at 305-682-1118 for many years, representing taxpayers throughout South Florida and the Florida Keys. So that's what about the Fresh Start Initiative? We hear about that a lot. Some people might think, oh, I'll get off scot-free or scot-free by going to Fresh Start Initiative. Is that truly still a solution?
Well, the Fresh Start, really, it sounds good. So you hear these national companies advertise about it. It's new program, limited time only. But the reality is the Fresh Start program was something that they were adding to for several years, but the last time they added to it was 2012. Hmm. But it's still in effect. And what it did was it didn't allow you to just call the IRS and say, hey, I want a fresh start, go bother somebody else. But it allowed us more opportunity to settle cases for less money. Mm-hmm. And it also gave us some other tools we can use to keep the IRS off our back. So that's a permanent program. It's been around a long time. And now it's something when I teach at seminars, we don't really even teach it as the Fresh Start program because it's part of the Internal Revenue Manual. It's part of what we've done for a decade.
Mm. Okay. So let's circle back. You said the collection letters are being out again. They're being sent out in mass as of just a few days ago. Let's just review as far as the importance of timing and really getting ahead of this. When you get that first letter, it really is time to protect your rights and take action and call you.
Yeah, you'll get a series of letters starting with, hey, this is a nice little bill. Can you please pay it? All the way up to that final notice of intent to levy. And that's something that the IRS is basically saying in this last letter. We haven't heard from you. You haven't made us a deal. You haven't proposed anything to us. So here's our idea. We're going to start taking your stuff.
Yeah.
If you don't think this is a good idea, within 30 days, ask us to send the case to an appeals office, officer at the Independent Office of Appeals. Try to work it out with them. If you think it's a good idea, just ignore us. We'll start taking. But if you don't like the idea, you can propose an alternative to an appeals officer. Appeals officers have been there a while. They have a job to settle the cases. They're former revenue officers that have been elevated. They're good people to deal with as a general rule. And that's how we would get that a case like that settled, as long as we exercise those rights.
Yes. But again, having the taxpayer call the IRS directly is never really advised.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I can tell you stories. I had a guy, a client of mine. He's been under the radar. He got a letter. Instead of calling me and having me take care of it, which we would take care of it, of course, even if he didn't call, he called the IRS. He basically said, here I am. Now, when you call the IRS, they say, where do you bank? Where do you work? You can't say you don't know. If I call the IRS to get information, I say, I don't have that information. I just want what I need. I'm not giving you anything. I don't have that in front of me. So I don't give them that. And as a general rule, if I don't have to call the IRS, I don't. I can get all of the records online that show me everything I need to know. I don't want to wake up someone over there who suddenly is giving me deadlines, telling me we're going to do this, we're going to do that if you don't do this in 30 days. So there's a lot of folks that everything is done by us online to get what we need.
Yeah, FloridaTaxSolvers.com. Stephen Klitzner, tax attorney, 305-682-1118. So then when you're hired, the taxpayer doesn't have to talk to the IRS, but does the IRS punish the taxpayer if they seek an attorney to represent them?
Now, as a general rule, they're actually, believe it or not, happy to see us because now they have someone who is going to meet deadlines, give them what they're entitled to, and work with them to resolving the case. They get very frustrated, the IRS does, especially revenue officers locally, when they have a taxpayer who's not cooperating. They have no choice but to levy to get their attention. Mm-hmm. And when they have one of these national companies, these 800 companies where you don't know who's helping you on the case, they ignore the IRS all the time. When they see them on the case, they roll their eyes. The revenue officers go through the motions. When they don't hear from anybody, when they're ignored, in order to get the attention of the taxpayer, they just start to levy. So the taxpayer knows your representative's not doing anything. Mm-hmm. And we get a lot of calls from people just like that. They say, I hired this company from California or Colorado. They haven't done anything. They don't call me. They've ignored everything. And I say, well, that's kind of with some of them, that's their model. They get the money from you, and then they don't do anything until you fire them. What a business model that is.
Yeah, well, certainly not one that we would advise. Stephen Klitzner, tax attorney, FloridaTaxSolvers.com. Now, Stephen, we've talked in the past about your qualifications. You were you served on the Internal Revenue Service Advisory Council. You've been advising and protecting clients for a long time. You even were admitted to, well, almost admitted to the United States Supreme Court. We heard about that.
Well, I was actually admitted. I've just never actually practiced.
Okay, that. Well, close. Yeah, very close. Nonetheless, this all sounds maybe expensive to the layperson who says I can't pay my taxes to begin with. And how do you respond to that?
Well, I charge a flat fee. This is the fee that covers everything from start to finish on the case. Consultation, of course, is always free. If nothing I can do to help the people, I just tell them what they need to do. But if I can help them, which in the majority of the cases, they really do need help. There are cases they don't with smaller matters. But then I say, here's the fee. This covers everything until the end of the case, whether I get it done in a year and save you a bunch of money or 10 years and the statute of limitations runs. Here's the fee. And I work with my clients on paying me. I don't like to wait too long, but we will work with them because I do understand that they may have some financial problems. Mm-hmm. But the other thing I wanted to mention to you is that, and this is the third time it happened, last month I got a call from a revenue officer at the IRS who's training new revenue officers, new collectors. Mm-hmm. And he asked me to come down there. As I said, it's the third time it's happened over the last couple of years with new people. And I spoke for an hour and a half, letting them know what happens on my side of the table and what I'm trying to do and how I'm trying to work to resolve cases. it's really met well from the IRS. And, you know, every so often I'll talk to a revenue officer, a new one, and they'll say, oh, yeah, I remember when you came down and, you know, gave us your insight. And I had one guy say, well, if you say it, it must be true. I said, okay. Wow. I had another revenue officer. I said, are you new? And she said, I'm not going to tell you. I said, why not? She said, then you'll take advantage of me. And I said, no, I won't do that. I know that you're new.
Yeah, well, it certainly is a testament to you, your qualifications, and the amount of respect that the IRS has for you, given the fact that they consult you as well in the training process and beyond. So again, Stephen Klitzner, PA tax attorney, it is 305-682-1118 for the direct number to get a direct consultation with Stephen Klitzner and his team, FloridaTaxSolvers.com. So, again, the collection letters are going out en masse, and you have mentioned a few times about new IRS agents. We had heard in the past about the tens of thousands of new agents that may appear on the landscape, and it sounds like they are getting more aggressive.
Yeah, they really are. They need to start collecting. The problem from their standpoint is be careful what you wish for. They're sending out all these letters. Now they're going to get a bunch of requests for hearings, and they're going to have to figure out a way that they're going to be able to resolve those. But that's not our problem. We'll exercise our rights. And they know it. When a revenue officer's on a case, he sends me a final notice of intent to levy. He'll actually say to me, go ahead and file your request for a collection due process hearing. We know that's what you're going to do to protect your client. And they, you know, and then I take it out of their hands and go to someone who wants to resolve the case.
Well, those are important words, protect your client. And that's exactly what you do and exactly what Stephen will do for you if you call 305-682-1118, Law Office of Stephen Klitzner, FloridaTaxSolvers.com. So again, a very fruitful and informative conversation today, Stephen. Is there anything else that we missed talking about at this point?
I think that's it. I'm all geared up to start my day when I talk to you. I get psyched up. I'm so excited to get going.
Well, we'll have to do this on a Monday then, and you'll have juice for the rest of the week. Yeah, indeed. Well, very good, Stephen. Thank you so much for your time here today. It's been most informative, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Michael. Right. Take care.
You too. Stephen Klitzner, tax attorney, FloridaTaxSolvers.com. 305-682-1118, representing taxpayers in South Florida and the Florida Keys. Again, 682-1118, 305 area code. 826 is the time.